The five leading cultural organizations in the Northern Berkshires have teamed up to help drive awareness and increase economic development and tourism in Western Massachusetts. They call it Art Country.
This area, this region, is becoming more than a single day destination, more than an add-on to a visit to Manchester or Northwestern Connecticut or Southern Berkshire County. It's become a place where people are beginning to spend a longer amount of time.
That's Joseph Thompson, director of Mass MoCA. Thompson says that if people stay for longer than a day, it could be a large boost to the region's economy because people are likely to spend 6 or 7 times the amount if they come for a long weekend. Thompson says the new consortium of art, theater, and culture involving Mass MoCA, the Clark Art Institute, the Williams College Museum of Art, the Bennington Museum in Vermont, and the Williamstown Theater Festival collaborated to highlight the region's unique cultural attractions with special programming and joint ticket offers.
We all view ourselves as part of different communities all the time, whether it's Vermont or Southern Vermont and the Berkshires, but we've just noticed something here over the last, 3 or 4 or 5 years, which is the increasing depth of really wonderful cultural program that is beginning to feel like its own place in some ways.
Thompson says Mass MoCA will open the third phase of its campus development project after the 130,000 square foot 19th century mill building renovation is complete. This summer, in that new space, Building 6, visitors can view modern art by Lonnie Holly, Mary Lum, Barbara Prey, and Spencer Finch, among others. Not to mention the rest of Mass MoCA's 4-mile art tour, from exhibitions to festivals including sound suit artist Nick Cave, wall drawings by Saul LeWitt, and a musical performance by Cake.
There's literally too much to do in a day.
Mandy Greenfield of the Williamstown Theater Festival says, "People, artists, and entertainers love to come to the Berkshires because of its distinct artistic culture and freedom."
In a protected environment where artists are kind of free to throw artistic spaghetti at the wall, they come.
The Williamstown Theater Festival's 63rd season includes 4 world premieres, a new musical, the theater's first production of a commissioned artist, and a lot more. Greenfield says the theater prides itself on engaging audiences with its history and award-winning shows. The Bennington Museum in Vermont also combines history with its exhibitions, including Gilded Age Vermont, 19th century Bennington pottery, works by Grandma Moses, and Bennington modernism. Robert Walterstorff says it's about finding ways to showcase their collection to better connect modern visitors with history.
Innovation is the turning points in history. It's the turning points in art. Those are the things we're all interested in.
At the Clark Art Institute, Olivier Millet says there will be 4 special exhibitions focused on the work of Pablo Picasso, Helen Frankenthaler, and others.
It's also a way for us to reconnect the Clark to a tradition that has been slightly forgotten, that means the Clark dealing with contemporary art.
Christina Olson of the Williams College Museum of Art says, aside from its own lineup of exhibitions, its lively patio programs will bring visitors into a summertime slice of campus life, which epitomizes Art Country.
A place in which you can experience world-class culture that doesn't take itself too seriously a lot of the times.
Highlights in Art Country include 1 theater, 4 museums, 6 festivals, 43 exhibitions, 56 hills and mountains to hike on, made up of almost 1,200 miles of trails, with 37 native cheeses added for flavor. The organizations are offering a unified ticket that will last all year, lodging and hotel accommodations through the Williams Inn, the Porches Inn at Mass MoCA, and a new hotel called Tourists opening this summer will be at a discounted rate. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.